last year and a half with the pandemic been? Has it taken a bite out of your touring, or has it been status quo?
Oh, no, it has absolutely stopped all of our work naturally, like every industry. You know, we were very lucky. We finished an acoustic tour on the 8th of March in 2020. And I think Ontario, where we're living, went into panic mode on the 18th of March last year. So we just made it under, and the tour I'm currently starting with Buckcherry has been postponed, I think, 3 times in the last couple of years. And so we're ecstatic that it's able to happen. We're happy that they're coming. They're American friends of ours. You know, the fact that they're able to come up here is fantastic. And, you know, like us, we're artists. We just want to play. But naturally, you know, I'm trepidatious just for the general public. I mean, I come from a long line of public health medical personnel. So, there's part of me that's like, yeah, I'm not selling merch. I'm not doing a merch table. I'm not doing a meet and greet as much as I want to. You know, it's not fair to anyone else. So, yeah, we're just trying to be really careful. And I did see my mom on the way out here, first time in 2 years, but we didn't hug. I met her outside, even though we're all double vaccinated. My mom's 83 and I got off an airplane. I mean, I tested negative for COVID and double vaxxed, masked, doesn't matter. You just never know.
Now, this one's a bit of a loaded question, so be prepared. But now I think it's safe to say that your life, really, it kind of reads like a movie script in a lot of ways. And, you know, you've had all these highs and lows, twists and turns. And I'm kind of wondering, when you reflect on it, how have your life experiences made you into the person that you are today?
Oh, my gosh, just like all of us. I mean, you know, they are the sum of our parts. And the older I get, the funnier I think everything is. The more I roll my eyes at my dramatic self in my 20s, I don't have any regrets. I'm not going to ever go back and lament and wish things were different, because they weren't. And I can't believe that I survived some of this garbage, you know, and it's amazing to me. And I think it's kind of funny. I think that, in some way, it's really cool. And I like it. I like having mornings. I like having a new day to wake up every day and go, wow, here I am again. You know, this is fantastic. And I'm still getting into pickles all the time. You know, things are still, and as we get older, you know, stuff goes crazy. Like, you know, I have friends that have had, you know, I had a stroke in my kidney. I have a friend who had a stroke in her brain. I'm like, you're 48 years old. What is going on? And somehow we keep surviving. Any day above ground, in the words of my husband, is a good day.
So given this life experience, I think there's a lot of powerful lessons that we can all learn here. And I'm not sure if you see yourself as this, but I know for me, as the father of two young daughters, I very much see you really as a role model in many ways. And so I'm just kind of wondering, do you have any advice for...
Oh, boy. You know, but it's funny because I always feel really badly. You know, I'm one of those girls that goes, do what I say, not what I did. You know, because it was different. It was different when all us girls were in high school. You know, we thought it was cool to smoke cigarettes and flick them in the back alley walking home from grade 8. But, you know, the truth is, I always say the best thing you can do for yourself is put sunscreen on your hands, so that when you are playing guitar in a big rock festival when you're in your 40s, your hands don't give you away, okay? Sunscreen on your hands and your neck. I tell this to all young women, sunscreen. And I'm making it funny because really I think that now things are so different for young people, you know, not just girls, but anybody. Things are so different. People have more freedom in many ways than we did in our generation. They can, you know, kind of be who they want. They can embrace what they want in life. You know, people are allowed to be vocal. We didn't have social media. We didn't have a way to constantly express ourselves, constantly bemoan something. We just didn't have that. So we didn't have that culture. You know, we had to really, you know, kind of internalize all our stuff. And I think now it's a lot easier for people to get through life being able to really express themselves. So, you know, my advice is always be who you dream of being every day, because you can.
Okay, so now the book, Ibificus, came out 2016, I think it was.
It did.
It's a while now, isn't it? Yeah.
I laugh. Yes, so much has happened since then. It makes me laugh.
What's the reception or the response been over the last few years of the book?
You know what? It's been a real triumph for me, because what we did was we turned it into a show. And when I do a book reading, we basically play the acoustic songs from the repertoire that were about exactly that story. You know, because I just don't have enough of an imagination. I had to write all my songs about my stories in my real life. You know, couldn't I write it about, like, you know, hobbits or something? No, I had to write about my own stupid life. And so the show is actually a 3-hour acoustic show. So miraculously, people don't walk out and leave. And we laugh our heads off and we cry. And, you know, my audience has grown up with me, and now they're growing into being middle-aged with me, into being older with me, and we're sillier. I mean, we're way sillier. I think that we were very, very serious when we were in our 20s. We were incredibly serious. We took ourselves very seriously. And we didn't have a lot of wiggle room for ourselves or anyone else. And I think that that comes with age. And kind of, I feel like I relaxed into myself a little more. I make fun of myself much more. And as I get older, I want to be the punk rock Sofia Loren. I don't know how I can be that person. I'm not Italian. So it's not as sensuous as that. But, you know, I just think, you know, I think it's kind of funny getting older, and embracing it is fun and funny.
The new album Champion is slated to be released sometime this year. We've already got, two singles, Jim and Broke Into Your Car. This is your 11th studio release. So, geez, you know, what's been the keys to your longevity?
Well, you know, it's so weird how we make records now, because they're not records. They're basically like these digital collection of songs to stream. And basically that's what we've been, in a way, reduced to. But that's what it's evolved to. Anybody in any corner of the world can hear Jim. And I think that's incredible. I think it's just incredible. We have postponed this record twice, and mostly due to the pandemic. And I just didn't think that it was important enough to put a Biff Naked record out last summer. It was more important for us all to get behind different social justice initiatives and do other things with our time. So now, you know, it will finally come out, even though I hope that it's this year. Hopefully it's before the clock turns 2022. But if not, it doesn't matter, because I'm excited about the songs. I feel like the songs are a perfect representation of where I am artistically. And we've managed to put on some dirty thrash songs in the mix, which I'm very excited about. Because we just don't care.
Yeah.
You know, you get to the point where you're like, we're going to make the record that we really want to make. Yeah. And really, you know, it doesn't really matter. We're not trying to get front racked.
No.
You know, that's the bottom line. It's just really going to be a lot of fun. And I hope that I'm able to tour it extensively. That's my biggest dream.
So that leads to my last question then, after these next few shows or whatever you've got, where do you go from here? What's the future hold for you?
Well, we go back to Toronto and we start getting ready to get the record out, all our artwork. We're in mixing and mastering right now, and then hopefully go on tour as soon as the new year comes.
Don't stop till you drop, kind of thing, right?
That's right.
It's been amazing to talk to you.
Awesome. Thanks, Todd.